He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is April the 10th already. Isn't there something big coming up on April the 15th? That infamous day, that day that goes down in infamy. That day when we write the big checks to Uncle Sam and to our friendly state tax collectors. Hey, we've got a good start to the markets here this morning. Very good start. Who's been telling you to stay in the market, that the bull is still intact? I think it was that other show. No, it was right here. It was the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've been in the market for 49 months, riding this bull for all it's worth. Sometimes it's like one of those mechanical bulls down at the local saloon. I don't know anything about that. I don't know if we have any mechanical bulls here in downtown San Diego, but if you're from Oklahoma or Texas, you've probably been on a mechanical bull. Sometimes our bull can be a bit mechanical and try to kick us off, and many of you have been kicked off. We've got the Dow up 75 points this morning. I believe that's a new all-time high. We're at 14,748. The S&P's up almost 10 right now. We're at 1,578. It's all good. The NASDAQ's up 30. To 32.67. Hey, I'll bet even Apple's up today. The euro is at 130. The 10-year yield is behaving itself. It's at 178. Gold, well, there's the sourpusses, the gold bugs. Down another $13 to 1573. And we've got oil down 44 cents to $93.76. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, every week what we do is we go through the markets on the weekends in the newsletter because everybody's wondering what to do. Is it still okay to be fully in the water right now? What if I'm not in? Should I dip my toe in the water, or will a shark come along and bite it off and leave me with nine toes? You always kind of walk crooked when you've only got nine toes. I've been telling you to stay in the market for the last 49 months. We're in the 49 months of this bull market. And, you know, sometimes it can be like one of those bulls down at the old Western Saloon. I'm sure in Texas they know what I'm talking about. The mechanical bulls that try to pitch you off onto the floor. That's no fun. How many of you have been pitched off? I've had several of my clients that have called me and overridden my decision to stay in the market, and they've gone to the sidelines in cash. The mechanical bull flipped them off its back. They landed on padded flooring, and they never got back on. Although I insisted, you need to get back on. And I think I only have one client out of hundreds of clients right now that continues to sit on the sidelines in cash because they don't want to listen to me. Hey, that's fine. You know, why do you hire a diet doctor if you're not going to listen to them, right? Why do you hire a personal trainer if you're going to do it your own darn way anyways? Well, that's just kind of the nature of the beast sometimes, and I know it's a scary ride. Look, if anybody knows what a scary ride it is, it's this poor guy sitting at this desk today. You know how many times I've seen bears in my rear view mirror? Yeah, I'm paranoid as heck. When we go on a little trip in the car, my wife says, how come you're always looking in the rear view mirror? Because I'm a money manager, that's why. There's always something trying to creep up on me. One of my stocks, or one of my ETFs, or one of the mutual funds that I own in the smaller accounts that I manage. I've got to be vigilant at all times. I do not want to be trapped again. I invented my little compass in the market. that guides me through the wilderness. It's called the Best Stocks Now app, and you can laugh if you want. Ha! Gutterson's just trying to hawk Best Stocks Now app subscriptions. No, I invented it for myself. You know what? I was there in 2000 when the NASDAQ was 5,300. It finally settled at about 1,700. From 5,300 down to 1,700. What lesson did I learn from that? What lesson did I take away from that and strive to make myself a better investor in the future? I'll tell you what lesson I took away from that. I took away the valuation lesson. I was listening to these stupid analysts on TV, Henry Blodgett, telling me that triple-digit P.E. ratios were just fine, that we had entered into a new paradigm, that we had entered into the Internet age, like all this golden glitter was going to fall down upon us and our portfolios would go up forever. No, I learned that valuation does matter. And then along came the crash in housing and the crash in the financial markets and the almost, demolishing of our entire financial system here in America. What did I learn in 2007 and 2008? Once again, I was reminded of the valuation conundrum. This time it was in another asset class entirely, real estate. Now real estate's recovering. We have a new IPO today in real estate. I just saw the CEO of this home builder, Taylor Morrison. They had on Sharon Palmer just a minute ago. She says we're in the early stages of a recovery in real estate. But we all learned a very hard lesson. If we owned real estate, which I did, I owned two pieces of real estate in 2007. I owned my home, which had gone way up in value. And I had all of this equity sitting there. And I owned my office. And it had gone up. And I had equity sitting there. Guess what happened? We were reminded once again. The valuation lesson came home. The chickens came home to roost. And our home prices fell dramatically. Our equities dried up. Some of us had pulled equity out of our homes, and we were left with no equity or negative equity when all was said and done. But you know the lesson that I came out of 2008 with that I think was more valuable than anything? There were a lot of things that went up in 2008. I know the market was down 38.5%. But I was feverishly working on my little spreadsheet, which became a big spreadsheet, which became so large I had to reduce it down to a database. And from that database, I was able to glean the facts, the figures, the statistics that I needed daily, not weekly, not monthly, but daily. And I learned that on a relative basis, a lot of things did very well in 2008. AutoZone, Dollar Tree, Panera Bread, Treasuries, Pawn Shops, Gold. I said to myself, you know what? The market's just one big relative wheel that turns round and round. No matter which way the market turns, whether it's on a bullish course or on a bearish course, there's always going to be something rising to the top. And my little thing was so sensitive that I had invented that it was showing these things that were rising to the top. And I learned that, you know what? You've got to ride along with that mechanical bull. Sometimes the mechanical bull's got to be pointed south. Sometimes it's got to be pointed north. Sometimes you'll be riding a mechanical bear. And guess what? If you hang on during a mechanical bear and you look for those relative stocks that are doing relatively well, even in a bear market, even if it's inverse funds, what do we care? On a relative basis, there's always 6% of the stocks or ETFs or inverse funds or mutual funds that are doing well. So you know what? My job is all about watching these things on a daily basis, looking for those subtle changes. I'm happy to report that the trends that have been in place, that have been our friend, they remain in place today. This is still a home builder market. This is still a biotech market. This is still a pharmaceutical market. This is still a generic drug healthcare market. That's where the leadership stocks are at the current time. And when it changes, when the bull starts to turn towards a bear, I think we'll be prepared this time. Doggone it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've picked some of those things at the top to talk about today when we come back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the 49-month-old bull rages on with or without you. I've written many articles recently. When did the bears ever admit that they're wrong? Oh, they'll be right at some point in the future. That's why I continue to look in my rearview mirror and down the road and side to side and underneath my car, everywhere. I don't want to be caught. Got to be vigilant in this business. All right, we're going to look south. Back in October of last year, I wrote about a stock that was performing very well. And I also made it a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I continue to own that stock at the current time. And it's done very well since I've owned it. It's gone from $21.85 to $25.21. And it still pays a nice 4.8% dividend yield. Now, over the last 10 years, it has not been a very good decade for the bank stocks. If we take a look at Citigroup. Citigroup has been a terrible performer. In fact, a $10,000 investment in Citigroup 10 years ago is today worth about $1,500. You've lost about 85% of your principal. Okay? Oh, you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. You can blame it on the financial crisis. You can blame it on all the bad loans they made. You could blame it on people moving away from their deposits towards credit unions, whatever. I'd blame it on management at the company. And by the way, that management of the company left late last year and turned over the reins to a new guy. Okay? Citigroup has been a horrible investment over the last 10 years. And you could say, well, the banking sector in general has been a horrible investment over the last 10 years. And I would say, then why has this bank, which is south of the border, flourished over the last 10 years? What are they doing differently? I beg to differ with you. I don't buy the argument that it's been a terrible decade for bank stocks in general. Because there's a little company down headquartered in Panama that's delivered 21% per year. Now, if you do the math, a $10,000 investment in Citigroup has gone down to $1,500 over the last 10 years. A $1,000 investment in Banco Latino Americano has gone up to $13,000. Take your pick. That's a big, big difference. One stock has gone up by 1,390%. The other one's gone down by 85%. Over the last 5 years, Banco Latino Americano, BLX, on the New York Stock Exchange has delivered 15% per year. That blows away Bank of America and Citigroup. Over the last 3 years, the stock's delivered 23% per year. All this time, it's doubling and tripling the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 12 months, BLX is up 29%, while the market's up 13%. Again, you've more than doubled the returns of the S&P 500. I know. There's no guarantee that this stock will continue to perform well in the future. But would you rather invest in a stock like Citigroup, which turned $10,000 into $1,500 over 10 years? Or would you be more inclined to invest in a stock that turned that same $10,000 into $139,000 in the last 10 years? Which one are you more willing to put your money on the line in? Which stock? You know, also, you got to realize that, man, the South American, especially Mexico, where Banco Latino Americano has a lot of branches, I am doing really well with the few Mexican stocks that I own. My Mexican Coca-Cola, Fomento, FMX, It broke out again to new all-time highs. It's just unbelievable. And Banco Latino Americano, which is another one I own, which has a lot of exposure south of the border, also in Peru, Brazil, Argentina, Panama, those are some pretty good economies right now. Banco Latino Americano is getting ready to break out to new all-time highs here once again. Remember I talked about those stocks that back in 2008 actually flourished while the rest of the market sunk? Well, the market was down 38% that year. Banco Latino Americano was only down 5%. You'd have been happy with that. Come on. Only down 5 when all your neighbors are down 38. I think you would have been happy. It means this stock held up pretty well in some tough times. This stock's up another 17% so far this year, Banco Latino Americano is. Obviously, we have to be worried about valuation. That's the lesson we all learned in 2000 in our dot-com tech stocks. Valuation's the lesson we learned in 2007 in our single-family homes and our condos. So we always have to keep an eye on valuation. Banco Latino Americano, BLX, is currently trading at 8x forward earnings. It's one of those single-digit PE stocks. Oh, it's not an extremely fast grower, but it's done okay. I'm looking at the most recent three quarters, and they've been pretty doggone good. Sales have been growing by about 20%. I think the stock is still fairly cheap. If I take these earnings out over the next 5 years, I come up with the stock that's still worth somewhere in the $35 to $40 area. And when I also consider that on top of the potential capital appreciation that I might get in this stock over the next 5 years, I'm also going to get a dividend in the 5% area. This takes this thing up to a pretty decent valuation grade. It has tremendous performance over the years. This currently is one of my top performing and one of my top ranked income stocks. Not only does it provide the income that income investors have been looking for, are searching for, are doing a scavenger hunt on, trying to find yield, but it's also delivered some very, very good, capital appreciation over the years. So you have to take a look at this thing. Boy, they're featuring an app on CNBC right now. I can't believe it. That should be me. This guy's got an app that teaches you how to invest like Buffett. It shows you what Buffett's been investing in. Who cares? That was months ago. That's old news. What about today, pal? Anyways, am I jealous? Am I green with envy? Yes. Anyways, Banco Latino Americano, BLX, continues to be one of my highest ranked stocks in the income arena. I continue to own it. And it's a very good example of a best stock now. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we count them down every day. It's the top four, top three countdown. We talked about the overall market. Is this bull running you over? Well, you know what? You shouldn't be being run over by the bulls if you're short the market or if you're on the sidelines. I've been telling you now for 49 months, I sound like a broken record, that you got to take advantage. When the sun is shining, you got to make hay. While the bull is raging, you have to make whatever, money, right? The market's gone from 6,500 to 14,800. That's a lot of points you missed out on if you've been on the sideline. You say, well, I'm not getting in now. Well, why not? You got to get in. You got to be in. You got to enjoy the ride as long as it lasts. And you got to be vigilant or have somebody watching your portfolio that is vigilant. Okay? It will come to an end at some point in time, and then adjustments will have to be made along the way. But until then, you got to ride it for all it's worth. All right, I was on the Fox Business Channel a couple, three, 4 weeks ago talking about the vice stocks. Yesterday, we covered a prison stock that pays a big dividend that has tripled the returns of the market over the last several years. We talked about what a sad commentary it is on our society that prison stocks are some of the leading stocks in the market. You know, people do stupid things. I don't understand it. Maybe I did stupid things too when I was a kid. I'm sure I did. Last night, we're walking home from the baseball game, which was a very good game in our favor. And we got to the crossing to our where we live just in time for the freight train. Oh, perfect timing. And it's a long freight train. Basically, what happens here in San Diego, these big boats come into the harbor full of cars from Japan or Mexico or wherever they build the cars. And they're offloaded down here in the South Bay by the Coronado Bridge. They're offloaded onto a railroad car, a train, bunch of railroad cars, double-decker, and they're transported to different ports of destination. And when we were sitting there watching for the freight train to go by, group of kids got out of the Padres, teenage kids. They're jumping on this freight train, you know, and riding it for a block and then getting off and coming back. We had a kid lose his leg not too long. I told him, hey, you guys, you know what? I wouldn't do that if I were you. That thing's moving. I know you're macho and you're trying. But they do stupid things sometimes, and sometimes they get incarcerated for doing stupid things. Another vice stock that I talked about was Constellation Brands, which, you know, I guess if you know all these different brands from Victor, New York, this company, they produce and they distribute all kinds of different wines and spirits and beers. And I think one of their brands is Corona, Modelo. They have all kinds of different brands on that fancy bar counter. A lot of them are Constellation brands. They're in the news. What season are we now in besides baseball season? Well, we are also in earnings season. And earnings are starting to trickle in. Constellation Brands reported earnings early this week, and they were just fine. Thank you. I've talked about Constellation Brands many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why do I talk about it? Because this is called the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The name of the app is Best Stocks Now. The name of the weekly newsletter is Best Stocks Now. The name of my book was Best Stocks Now. Constellation Brands was not in my book. I almost put in Samuel Adams, which is Sam, S-A-M, which is Boston Beer. That was the last cut I made from the book. And Samuel Adams has gone on to do wonderful things. It's been one of the top performing stocks of the decade. Another commentary on our society. Constellation Brands over the last 10 years, it's almost a large cap stock now. I think you could justify this in any type of a growth portfolio, whether it be conservative, whether it be moderate, whether it be aggressive. And of course, I don't make recommendations here on the air. I just give examples. Although this is one that I do own in my large cap, well, not necessarily large cap, but my conservative growth portfolio. For those folks who want to be a little bit more conservative, not have the high flyers in their portfolio. I don't consider this a high flyer. This thing has plugged away over the last 10 years at 15% a year. Over the last 5 years, it's plugged away at 22% per year. Over the last 3 years, while times have gotten better, I guess, more people are drinking Constellation brands, the stock has delivered 44% per year. This is one of the great stocks in the market. Over the last 12 months, believe it or not, this stock is up 125%. It's more than doubled. And it continues to grow and grow and grow, making investors in the stock very happy and making imbibers of the product, I guess they're temporarily happy. I don't know, but talk to them the next day, see how things are. Anyways, if we look at the valuation of the stock right now, it continues to get a little bit more expensive. It's currently got a P.E. ratio of 20. But you know what? We're seeing multiple expansion here. Why are we seeing multiple expansion? Because we're also seeing earnings growth accelerating. That's all good if you're a growth stock investor. If I extrapolate the earnings out, and it looks like I need to update my valuation now that they've reported their earnings, I still show a stock that's probably worth about $80 to $85 5 years down the road. Stock's currently trading at $48. I think there's still plenty of upside potential. 2008 is basically a market performer. How will it do during the next bear market? Well, only time will tell. If it starts to fall out of favor, if it starts to drop in rank, if the chart starts to roll over, it won't be in my portfolios anymore, which is the second subject here I'd like to talk about. First, number one, we have the valuation on this stock. Number two, we have the performance on this stock. The third thing is that all-important stock chart. This thing has been in a very good uptrend since June of last year, almost 1 year now. It continues in a strong uptrend. As long as it continues in that strong uptrend, I look at it every day and I say everything's fine here. It's still one of my top-ranked stocks in the conservative growth arena. It still makes sense from a valuation point of view. It still makes sense from a performance point of view. It's still one of the top performers in the market, and the stock chart is still very healthy. Now, at some point in time, and I don't know when, it'll start to drop in rank. Hopefully that never happens. Wouldn't it be nice if you could own a stock your entire life, and that stock completely takes care of you and just goes up and up and up and up and up? I haven't met a stock like that yet. Even those that did go up for many years, they've had their comeuppance along the way. 2008 brought a lot of those to a screeching halt, and people lost big chunks of money because they didn't want to sell them. They had big capital gains. If they would have sold them, they would have locked in capital gains. Instead, they rode the stocks down 50, 60, 70%. I mean, look at GE, which I guess at one time you could have said was a stock you just buy and hold. You never sell it. GE was down 54% in 2008. So Constellation Brands eventually will come to an end. Who knows? Competition will come along. They'll stop growing as fast as they can. Whatever circumstances hit them, the stock will start to roll over and drop in rank, and then it's time to move on. And you know what? That's as important as knowing when to buy a stock. It's just as important to know when to move on and upgrade and replace it with another stock. Anyways, at the current time, Constellation Brands, STZ, is one of my top performing stocks in the market, and it's a holding, and it's one of the top ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. So I guess Rocky Raccoon went into the saloon. Guess what he did? He saw nothing but Constellation Brands on the wall. Which one did he choose? I don't know. But it's been a good one over the years, and it remains a good one today. All right, we'll come back with the number one story of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location. So when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I wrote a book not too long ago. It's a good book. It's called Best Stocks Now, and it goes through the methodology that I use in choosing these stocks. It goes through combining value with performance and momentum. That is very important. In my book, I'm not a pure value investor because I've seen too many value traps in my day. And I'm not a pure momentum investor because the momentum guys get trapped in traps like 2000 and the year 1999, year 2000, when you had these triple digit PE ratios. So I like to combine them both. And I just love looking at stock charts. That's one of my favorite things in life. I like healthy stock charts. Just like a doctor, a cardiac doctor, I'm sure likes to see a good EKG pattern or whatever. I like to see a good healthy stock chart. So I combine all three. And at that time, I went through the methodology that I use, and I wrote the book, Best Stocks Now. One of the last cuts from the book was TJ Maxx. But I have owned TJ Maxx off and on over the last several years. And guess what? TJ Maxx is once again rising in rank, and it's once again breaking out. You know, I bet it does not hurt TJ Maxx that JCPenney is having so much trouble. Maybe, you know, that's one of the competitors. Maybe they're one of the beneficiaries of the change in market share. Those people that used to shop at JCPenney, where are they shopping now? Macy's? Macy's stock's been breaking out lately. Where are they shopping now? Ross Stores? Ross Stores stock's been breaking out lately. But the one that's really caught my eye here recently is TJ Maxx. TJ from Framingham, Massachusetts, is a company that operates 2,905 off-price apparel home goods stores, which, by the way, this is another play on the recovery in housing. How so, you say? Well, you know what? Buying the house, it comes as just a shell. Even if you buy a house that an existing home, guess what? You're going to change all of the decorations, the colors, the window coverings. TJ Maxx also owns a store named Home Goods. They plan to open 150 more stores in 2012-2013. TJ Maxx is a large cap stock. If I'm an aggressive trader, aggressive growth kind of guy, I'm not going to be interested too much in TJ Maxx. This is more for conservative folks that like big companies, brand names, pays a little dividend, 1.2%. The stock has blown away the market over the last 1 year, which is up 20%. It's blown the market away over the last 3 years. It's averaged 30% per year, triple that of the market. Over the last 5 years, where it's averaged 26% per year. And over the last 10 years, it's averaged 19.3% per year. It gets a performance grade of A-. It's already up 12.5% so far this year in 2013. Now we have to look at valuation. TJ Maxx is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. Yeah, but it's been growing by 22% per year over the last 5 years. I have a target price of about 80. It's currently trading at 47. TJ Maxx has just recently become a new A-minus grade in the stock ranking system, and it's also just recently broke out to new highs. All of that adds up to a fairly recent purchase here in my conservative growth accounts. I'm once again in TJ Maxx. TJX, a best stock now. All right, let's talk to a best mortgage banker, a best, not banker, but best mortgage agent now. Craig Brock, we have an IPO today. Another home builder goes public, and also William Lyons has put in papers to go public here soon. This morning, Taylor Morrison goes public. I just saw the CEO of Taylor Morrison being interviewed. She says it's just all good. We're in a very good place right now in the housing market.
We certainly are, Bill. I believe they have a concentration.
Let's bring in Craig Brock. Do we have Craig Brock?
I'm here, Bill.
There he is. Yeah, did you catch that? I don't know if you saw CNBC, but there's a new IPO today on this home builder, and they just interviewed the CEO. She says it's all good right now.
Well, I believe they do have a concentration in Arizona as well.
Yep.
We've been speaking for a while about how 40% of the marketplace is these boomerang buyers that have previously short-sold their home or they've been foreclosed upon. They want back into the housing market, and they're doing it with these new homes.
Absolutely. And, you know, homes are also a good hedge against inflation. A lot of people don't remember that. All of you who are worried about the long-term destruction of the dollar, which I'm worried about, and roaring inflation at some point in the future, land and real estate historically has been an excellent hedge against inflation, Craig.
It certainly has. At least real estate is a hard asset that you can bank on. After this Goldman Sachs report came out about gold, you really have to look around at other sources. It looks like gold is off the table for the foreseeable future.
Oh, gold is absolutely a dead trade. You know, here, what's amazing to me here this week is we're seeing new all-time highs in the stock market, and yet interest rates have not even budged like a basis point.
Well, it's the Bank of Japan, Bill. The investors there are moving their money into treasuries. The spread is 125 basis points. This is actually new news. This is really looking great for treasuries right at the moment.
So there you go. I mean, it's these big, huge institutions. And why do we want to own Japanese debt? I mean, what's their tenure at right now?
Well, their tenure is below 0.5%, so you can see how attractive
this is. Little arbitrage going on. Boy, if there's a time to make a move on land, real estate, single-family homes, it's now. Craig, where can our listeners reach you?
It's craigbrockmortgage.com or 855-900-3279. You really owe it to yourself to look at these adjustable rate mortgages in the low 2% range.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's Craig Brock. And if you're in the market, he's the guy to talk to. If you would like to have me have a look at your portfolio, I'm 855-611-BEST. Or I'm pwstreet.com. Why not get on my weekly mailing list? Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.